Well, welcome to Iowa.
Appreciate it. Somebody have at it.
What's it been like to describe your job so far?
It's been good. It's been good. The reception's been great. I mean, it's probably a little bit different than some of the hires in the past. You know, I spent 3 years here as a GA, 2006 through 2008. And, you know, so pretty familiar with you know, a lot of people on the staff, and obviously Coach Ferentz and the guys defensively.
You'll be coaching defensive. Is there a position yet?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be on the defensive side of the ball, as far as I know. You know, I can tell you my immediate concern. Not that it's really a concern, but I know why I was hired. And, you know, recruiting is first and foremost, and you know, I figure you know, from a coaching standpoint, I've been a part of this defense for 3 years, 3.5 years when I was here. So, you know, I'm spent the majority of my time from a recruiting aspect right now.
The perception is that it's hard to recruit to Iowa. How do you respond to that?
You know, I think Iowa is different. I wouldn't say it's hard. You know, but you've got to know where you're putting your focus. You've got to know where to spend your time from a recruiting standpoint. You know, not only, you know, individually, but also as a staff. And I think everybody's got to recognize that Iowa is different. It attracts a different type of individual, and you don't want to be in an area spinning your wheels, you know, trying to grab a hold of somebody that, you know, the percentages aren't in your favor.
Is you're from Valdosta, coming from Valdosta, do you expect to use any of those to try to help any of your contacts? Because you were there for 6 years. And
yeah, I was there for...
Oh, we have some pretty good relationships.
Yeah, I was there for 5 years. You know, the Southeast is different. You know, LeVar's currently down in Atlanta right now. We're trying to make some inroads there. You know, there's a bunch of players down there. It's, again, it's no different than what we just touched on. I mean, Iowa's different. They got to recognize Iowa's different. But I will say, you know, with those differences, I mean, this is a great place, and I can, you know, I can assure you that things are moving forward, not only recruiting wise, but you know, the facility across the way over there, you know, that changes some things. But at the end of the day, we've got to get individuals on campus. They've got to be able to see it. They've got to be able to recognize, you know, what this place is and what, you know, what we stand for. And whether that be in the Southeast, whether that be in the Northeast, you know, at the end of the day, getting individuals to Iowa City, to the University of Iowa, you know, that's a big deal.
Is there a future as far as going back into the state of Florida? Because I know before, obviously, you came here, it was a state that they kind of were steering away from in recruiting, but given your connections to Valdosta.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, you're changing. I mean, you're in the same portion of the country, but you're talking about two different states from a recruiting standpoint, high school standpoint, from, you know, from Florida to Georgia. So I wouldn't say being in Valdosta has anything to do with us recruiting the state of Florida, but there are some connections down there. Chris White has been down there in the past. We've had some success, you know, currently down in the state of Florida. So we'll continue to research that area. We'll continue to go down there, but I wouldn't say that that's where we're going to spend a great deal of our time.
It sounds like you guys are hiring at least two more recruiting people. I know the ads have been out. What's the future going to be like? It sounds like you're going to have a staff. At least.
You know, yeah, I mean, and you never want to get, in my opinion, and I believe in Coach Ferentz's opinion, you never want to get too big. I mean, there's a point where, you know, too many hands on deck can kind of rock the boat at times. But we are, you know, I think you all have recognized that. You've seen what's been out there from a social media standpoint. You know, we are, in my opinion, staying ahead of the curve, or at least keeping up with the curve from an idea standpoint in regards to recruiting. From a manpower standpoint, I mean, we're trying to get where the curve is. And, you know, I think with these two hires, they're, they're needed amongst this program. They're going to help us move forward. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're not in the boat that some programs are in where you've got 15, 20 people off the field working in recruiting.
It seems like Kirk still wants the assistant coaches to have a real big say in recruiting as far as meeting the kids. And, you know, I wouldn't take Reese Morgan off the road either.
Right.
I wouldn't take Bobby Kennedy, a lot of the guys off the road. Sounds like that's is still going to really run through the assistant coaches also.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, like anything, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, there's only so many that you can put out on the road. Mm-hmm. And that's where the relationships are truly built.
Right.
You know, so there's not going to be any change there. I mean, we're going to utilize the nine that we can put out on the road and, you know, continue to, you know, to fight the battle that, you know, that everybody's fighting. And that's getting as many out there as much as you can. You know, that's where my position's probably changed a little bit that, you know, I have a little bit of flexibility and freedom during the season that if I need to, I can get out on a Thursday, you know, get to see a kid on a Friday, you know, during a game.
It's funny you use the word battle because recruiting has always been to me has been just a shark fight.
Yep.
And it's for a team like Iowa or for a school like Iowa, I think Iowa holds its own in a lot of places, probably more in the Midwest than anywhere else. But does it feel like kind of like battle?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, things are constantly changing.
Yeah.
You know, it's. It's a world where you're trying to attract somebody between the age of 18 and, you know, 17, 16, I mean, all the way down to 15 in some cases. And, you know, so you're constantly trying to find the edge. And, you know, again, going back to the two positions that we've advertised for, you know, that is just helping us stay there.
On a personal level, how different is it being back here now as opposed to when you were here as a GA?
Appreciate your time.
Thank you. I don't know that's from a foundation, from a philosophy, the values, you know, nothing's changed, you know, a whole lot that I can see in the past month that I've been here. And that's, you know, that's why I wanted the opportunity to come back here. That's why I, you know, believe in this program. I believe in Coach Ferentz because, you know, the foundation is so strong, you know, around here that, you know, those type of things, you know, haven't changed. Now there's been some folks that I've had to develop and new relationships with because, you know, they weren't here when I was here 5 years ago. So, you know, but that's the nice thing about any job you jump into is getting familiar with new people and seeing what their ideas are. And, you know, so there's been some things that have changed, but nothing earth-shattering.
So did you always envision yourself coming back here at some point? And if so, was it one of those things when you saw the job opening that you just, like, immediately jumped at it?
No, I don't think in this business you can ever envision yourself being somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in college football, that's, you know, somebody that's been around a single program for 16 years is unheard of, you know, at this day and age and should probably you know, those type of people are really special people. You know, so by no means did I envision myself coming back here. You know, really what I wanted to do is when I left here, I wanted the opportunity to go somewhere and, you know, kind of do things on my own, get away from, you know, where my network was and where I had spent a great deal of my time, and then just prove that, you know, that I could have success, you know, on my own. And I think Coach Ferentz is, you know, he's a special person in so many ways, but he does recognize, you know, when people leave and go somewhere else and do well. And I think ultimately that allowed me the opportunity to come back.